Pope Francis has called for the real inclusion in the Christian community of people with sickness and disability through inclusive ministry in parish communities and Catholic associations. It consists of truly valuing the presence and witness of fragile and suffering persons, not only as the recipients of evangelical work, but as active subjects in the same apostolic activity, he said. The Pope made these comments in the Paul VI Hall during an audience attended by people with sickness and disability and some members of Unitalsi, an Italian association that travels with the sick and disabled on pilgrimage to Lourdes, France, and to other international Marian shrines. He told the sick and disabled to not simply consider themselves to be objects of solidarity and charity, but to feel fully included in the life and mission of the Church. You have your place, a specific role in the parish and in every ecclesial environment, he continued. Your presence, silent but more eloquent than many words, your prayer, your daily offering of your suffering in union with that of Jesus crucified for the salvation of the world, the patient and even joyful acceptance of your condition are a spiritual resource, assets for every Christian community. Do not be ashamed to be a precious treasure of the Church. He remarked that the current social and cultural context is more inclined to hide physical fragility, to consider it only as a problem that demands resignation and piety, or sometimes even the rejection of people. But the men and women who work or volunteer with the sick and disabled, he said, have received the gift and the obligation to gather this richness, to help promote it, not only in the Church itself, but in society. Unitalsi, he said, is called to be a prophetic sign and to counter this worldly logic, helping the suffering to be protagonists in society. The group's work is neither welfareism nor philanthropy, but the genuine proclamation of the gospel of charity and a ministry of consolation, moved by love for Christ and by the example of the Good Samaritan, he said. Every sick and fragile person can see in your face the face of Jesus, he said, and you too can recognize Christ in the person who suffers. I'm Laura Yerachi.